Okay, guys, I'm starting off. I'm new. I'm very new. This is my first podcast. I decided to start for the Arkansas Razorback football team. This is what this is about. And those of you fans that are interested in Arkansas football, I hope that I can I'm sorry about this. A little bit of cough there, but anyway, I hope I can interest you guys in some Arkansas Razorback news. I'm going to try my best to give you the best information. Right now, the Razorbacks just fired their head coach. Our head coach just got fired. Chad Morris has been let go as Arkansas football head coach. And this is what I'm going to inform you about today. I'm going to inform you about the candidates available for the job, and I'm going to talk about what I think that the Razorbacks need to do moving forward to be able to be a good program. And again, this is my first podcast, so tune in with me, and I'm interested as possible right now to try to get you the results and get you the details that you are waiting for. Please listen in to me every day or every time I make a podcast. I would love to hear, I would love to let you guys know anything that you need. I'm so sorry about this, guys. I'm coughing. But guys, I would feel so appreciative if, let me say this, I want to give you the most details that I possibly can to be able to give you the Razorback news and inform you. So, first of all, I'm going to inform you on the Razorbacks coaching candidates. Number one, I'm going to put them in order. I'm just going to put them out there. Number one on my list is Mike Leach. Chad Morris's offense was a type of offense that was quick, fast. He wanted a hammer down offense, but he never got that hammer down offense, and it just never developed into the football field. I loved the way he did as a coach. I loved the way he prepared his guys. Well, I don't know about that part. I didn't mean to say that, but I loved the way he talked about what he talked about, but he never transferred that to the field. And so that resulted in a firing of Chad Morris. Hunter Yurecek, the athletic director, made the decision, and the board of trustees at the University of Arkansas made that decision Sunday. This last Sunday, made that decision to fire Chad Morris. So the first coaching candidate on my list, on their list I've got from the supposedly candidates, is Mike Leach. Mike Leach is a Washington State coach. He used to coach at Texas Tech. He took that team way up. And right now, I don't have the stats at the moment. I'm going to gather and get better as I start my podcast. And I promise you guys, I have good strengths. I'm just starting this, so please follow me, guys, and everything. I would love to hear from you if you can contact me. My email is michaelmyrick@gmail.com. So if you would like to text me or email me and let me know some facts and to mention it in the podcast and for me to answer you back from some questions, I would love to. Mike Leach. Let's get to Mike Leach. Mike Leach is a coach for the Washington State team. I'm trying to think of the mascot. I'm really not sure at this point. But Washington State, most mascots I do know, but Washington State's a weird one, so I really don't know about them. But Washington State, he's the Washington State head coach. I believe he's he's a very good coach at Washington State right now. He's 4-5. I apologize, guys. I mean, this coughing is ridiculous. But let's get back to the topic. Washington State right now, he is 4-5. because he's lost some defensive coordinator, I believe, and he's lost some key guys for his team. So, but he's a really good guy. He's coached Texas Tech, and they made a really great comeback, almost, I believe, I'm just guessing. That's what people say, and I guess what I don't really know, but I know that he's a good coach by the way he talks, by the way he does things, and I've studied on his stats to see, and this is a very good coach. He's had a lot of NFL coaches behind him that went to the NFL, and now coaching a head coaching job in college football. So he's a very good coach, and he just loves to pound. Now, if you were to get him, you would have to hire a defensive coordinator for him, and then he would let him do his own thing, because Mike Leach is an offensive-minded guy only, really. And if he'll tell the defensive coordinator, this is true, he'll tell the defensive coordinator that you do what you want to, I'll let you do what you want to, just do what you want to, I got the offense. He runs everything, but as a whole, he runs everything, makes sure everything's going good with the coach and everything. But on that standpoint, he still doesn't, in details, he doesn't go with the defense. He does it mostly offense and everything else on the offense and defense. The defensive coordinator does himself. So that's why. Second on the list would be Mike Norvell. He is at Memphis, with the Memphis Tigers, Memphis University. the Memphis Tigers. I'm not sure of his record this year. Well, actually, he has won this year. I believe his record is 8-1. And Mike Norvell, he has a coach that is in the American Conference. I believe that's what it's called. I know that's what it's called, American Conference. And SMU, that's for Chad Morris, from the same conference. So that's the trouble of hiring Mike Norvell. That's the thing. He's a good coach there. But if you brought him to Arkansas, would he translate? Would he be able to get the wins that Arkansas needs? My opinion, I don't think he would be the right guy for the job. The third one on my list is Gus Malzahn, which I immediately out of the gate does not think he's going to get the job. I dislike the, my opinion, do I like him? Well, I don't know, it's questionable. Now, he's a good SEC coach, he has the experience, no question, but if Auburn was to give him away, or fire him if he was to leave Auburn, he was better to pay them a little over $7 million to leave, and if he was firing, they would owe him money, so doubtfully, he's leaving Auburn, so he probably won't be a candidate. Next on my list is Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin used to be a coach for Nick Saban. He was with Tennessee once, USC, I believe, and he is now at FAU, I believe, for Atlantic University. Yes, he is with Florida Atlantic University. I don't know the exact record, but I do know that he is a very good coach. He's doing well, but the thing is, he's got a lot of swagger, and I don't know if he will be a good coach because of the thing he said that may not fit in. So we got to get the right fit. I'm going to stop there, guys. I was going to do the top five, but it's the top four today. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. I really appreciate you guys. Thank you so, so much for joining in. Thank you. I'll see you guys later. And I promise I'll be a great guy to listen to on here on this podcast. So this is my first podcast. Follow me on Twitter. And on my email, I'll let you know my Twitter later. I don't know right off the bat. You know, it's embarrassing, but I'm a guy that forgets a lot of stuff. So, but just bear with me, guys. My email is Michael Myrick, MichaelMyrick, Michael Myrick, at Gmail, or no, Michael Myrick, 090.gmail.com. gmail.com. Well, at gmail.com. So check me out, and if you can't get into it, I'll tell you later. Correct myself tonight. You know what? It's just my first time on here. I appreciate you guys. I love doing this, and I thank you guys if you listen to this and join into my podcast. Thank you so much. I'll talk to you guys later. Thank you.